I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Book of Mormon is at the IU Auditorium for 8 performances, Tuesday through Sunday in the evenings, afternoon shows on Saturday and Sunday. During Wednesday's intermission, I heard one enthusiastic man say if it was within driving distance, he'd like to see it again. Well, the tour's next stop is in New York City, so unless he comes back to the auditorium this week, he's got a long wait ahead. The Book of Mormon is the witty concoction of South Park's Trey Parker and Matt Stone with Avenue Q's Robert Lopez. Fans of those shows may be disappointed to find no cartoon kids nor puppets, but they'll find a musical with well-sung, creatively arranged catchy songs, characters that you'd like to see again, plenty of near-acrobatic dancing, and dramatic stage pictures to remember in the weeks to come. Right from the beginning, it's Liam Tobin as the confident Elder Price, a star among the current class of elders who's united with the much less confident Elder Cunningham, Jordan Matthew Brown. Price is first surprised that he's paired with Cunningham in the song 2x2, but quickly recovers with You and Me, But Mostly Me. He's even more surprised to discover that instead of his dream of ringing bells in Orlando, the home of his fantasy childhood, he'll be knocking on doors in Uganda. Once in Africa, the twosome quickly learn that the oppressed villagers and the disappointed elders have each come to terms with the current situation. The villagers sing, led by Mafala, Jacques C. Smith, Hassa Diga Eadowe, loosely translated for this review is F U God. While the elders have a bit more dignified approach, with Andy Huntington Jones as the Elder McKinley, advising the two of them to just turn it off. Right at this point, it's time for a bit of Mormon history, and Joseph Smith, Rod Bermer, with the Angel Moroni, Andy Huntington Jones, are all featured with the company and our pair of elders in a dramatic recounting of the golden tablet in the Garden of Eden with All-American Prophet. Things between Price and Cunningham have not been going well. Price leaves to let Cunningham work things out on his own. We get a lovely song from Nibelungi, Brinnie Wallace, and Cunningham, in one of his flights of fancy, calls on himself to follow Jesus' example and to man up. Elder Cunningham is on his own, and following efforts to toe the company line, he's making things up again. His account of the history of the faith is putting the villagers to sleep until he mixes in Star Wars characters, hobbits, and anything else that his fertile imagination can conjure. Meanwhile, Elder Price is dreaming that he's actually gotten his dream gig in Orlando, but it turns into one of the evening's showstoppers with the spooky Mormon hell dream. Demons, angels, a truly frightening devil who plays the guitar, all appear in a frenetic and frightening dance. How nice that this is the week of Halloween. The experience puts Price back on track, and even as other elders sympathize, he's ready to sing I Believe with true passion. Baptism, as advocated by Cunningham, is the unified answer to a threat from the local warlord general butt-effing-naked Corey Jones. But when the villagers present a drama of their ritual to the visiting mission president, it's filled with their own ideas and Elder Cunningham's inventions. It all leads to a priapic scene that would fit nicely in Aristophanes' Lysistrata. The president is appalled. He orders the elders home. Nivalungi, Cunningham's first convert, is devastated, but the villagers are a bit more flexible. They tell her that it's a metaphor, and after all, what religion isn't? Reassured, and with Cunningham and Price convincing the departing elders to stay and help, there's a party that does a wonderful parody of the opening hello, with a mix of elders and villagers, including the general, knocking on doors and touting Cunningham's version of the key book. Wednesday night's audience gave the show and the cast a well-deserved standing ovation. Casey Nicola and Trey Parker are credited with directing. The choreography, including a full tap number, is by Casey Nicola. Scott Pask is responsible for a set design that uses every trick of the theater to create playable spaces. Ann Roth created the costumes for the evening. Brian Ronan's sound design made every word crystal clear. The Book of Mormon plays each evening through Sunday, November 3rd, with matinees on Saturday and Sunday. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.